This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A story now about the start of a series about climate change, grounded not in the idea of whether it's happening because reality, but grounded rather in the idea that people are going to have to change their lives because the planet is getting warmer. To start us off, a story just in time for the election. At the national level, climate change has been ignored. Not a single question about it, for instance, in any of the presidential debates. Local politics is another thing entirely. Cities and states are talking lots about how to deal with it. In fact, this year, San Francisco area voters took a major step in adapting to sea level rise. Marketplace's Jed Kim tells us more.
Last June, voters across nine counties in the Bay Area approved a tax increase, Measure AA, a $1 a month parcel tax that'll raise $500 million over 20 years. The purpose? Restoring wetlands. It needed 66% of votes to pass. It got 70. David Lewis is executive director of Save the Bay, which spearheaded the funding effort. He says part of the reason it got so much of the vote was there's so much love for the Bay.
When you say San Francisco Bay, you're saying the Bay Area. And Measure AA, which is a very small tax shared by a lot of people to raise a lot of money together for a big benefit, that felt like doing something for the place we live.
Wetlands clean water, provide habitat for animals, and store carbon. But more than that, they're a protection mechanism.
The business community here has come to realize that part of the solution for addressing climate change and adapting to sea level rise in the Bay Area is restoring wetlands where we can do that.
Estimates for the Bay Area put the financial costs of higher sea levels at tens of billions of dollars by century's end. Spots on the 101 freeway right by the Bay see more than 100,000 vehicles each day. At Google's headquarters, some buildings lie within 1,000 feet of the shore. And people keep building on the bayfront. Restoring wetlands is a strategy to adapt to what's coming. Higher sea levels, more flooding. What does this kind of adaptation look like? San Mateo County Supervisor Dave Pine recently took me on a tour.
So right now we're looking at one of the most recently completed restoration projects. This is called the Bear Island Project.
That's B-A-I-R, Bear. Up until recently, this was a salt pond, one of many around the bay. Now, after restoration, it's nice in a marshy kind of way. Lots of birds, trail signs talk about the comeback of the leopard shark.
As the bay ecosystem improves and more species are coming back.
The projects are as important for animals, Pine says, as for the humans whose housing is being built right next door.
Tidal wetlands provide natural flood protection for the bay shore. So by restoring these wetlands, we can help protect communities from storm events and from sea level rise, which is a reality we have to face.
The goal, if they can get the money, is to restore 100,000 acres of wetlands to keep the bay's ecology healthy and to put a natural buffer between the ocean and development. David Lewis of Save the Bay says it won't be cheap.
Maybe $2 billion to get from where we are now.
The plan is to leverage AA's $500 million to get federal and state grants. Depending on how things go from here, other areas could follow. Allison Colden is with Restore America's Estuaries.
Now that there is an example of this out there that was successful, I think that there are other candidate areas throughout the country, be it Chesapeake Bay, Galveston Bay, Tampa Bay. There would be the opportunity for others to sort of emulate this.
Emulating means recognizing the strategy. AA was in the works for 13 years, a lot of time to build support among the Bay's counties and cities, community groups, and businesses. David Lewis of Save the Bay says it was also about picking the right time to strike, like waiting till after the recession. Also, picking the right election.
One of the smart choices was to put this on the June ballot when there wasn't a lot of competition for people's attention.
Christina Hill teaches landscape architecture and environmental planning at UC Berkeley.
Who else is going to pay for it? The federal government only bails us out when we have a disaster. So if we're talking about adaptation rather than resilience to a disaster event, we have to figure out how to use our tax bases to pay for these things.
She says similar ballot measures will pretty much be a must for major adaptation projects to happen elsewhere. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.